Bina.
Excerpt number 13 from Rabash 2, article 12. These candles are holy. Bala Sulam said about the verse, "Those candles are holy, and we have no permission to use them, but only to see them." We should know the difference between the miracle of Hanukkah and the miracle of Purim, since on Hanukkah the decree was only about spirituality, because they prevented the people of Israel from keeping the mitzvot. And a miracle was that when the Hashmonites prevailed, they were able to keep the mitzvot. However, spirituality has no vessels, because specifically the vessels of reception are called vessels, and it's called creation of existence from absence, which is the will to receive. From this comes the hint of these candles are holy, and we have no permission to use them. Not so with the miracle of Purim, since the decree was also about the bodies. As it says, to destroy and kill and annihilate, etc. Thus the miracle was over the bodies, and bodies are called vessels of reception are called bodies. Therefore, about Purim it says joy and feasting and a good day, because the matter of feasting belongs to the body. And on Hanukkah, we were given the miracle of only to see them, but we have no permission to use them. Excerpt number 14 from Rabash, article 898. What is the miracle of Hanukkah? Our sages said, what is Hanukkah? The rabbis taught that on the 25th of Kislev there are 8 days of Hanukkah, etc. When the Greeks entered the palace and defiled all the oils in the temple, etc., they checked and they found only one jug of oil with the seal of the high priest. And it had enough oil to light only for 1 day. By a miracle, they lit with it for 8 days. And another year, they determined to observe good days with praise and thanksgiving, and it became a law that it is prohibited to use it for light. Greeks, it means within reason, which is philosophy, that is, to adapt mitzvot to the mind, such as in chalitza, etc., marrying your brother's wife after he passes away. The temple, that is the mind and heart, which is the temple within man. Oils, the commandments, as it says, oil for light, because the Torah is called light and the commandments are called candle. As it is written, candle is mitzvah and Torah is light. And the light cannot illuminate without oil, because the Torah cannot illuminate without something to hold on to, namely the oil.
Continue reading.
Continuing with one jug of oil. One jug of oil. That is, after the victory and the devotion that they had with the Greeks, they realized that the matter of faith, one, is as is here, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. That of oil, it means that this commandment is sealed with the seal of the high priest, whose quality is chesed. And the matter of chesed, mercy, is, as he is merciful, you be merciful, which is reference to for the sake of heaven. However, this force is sufficient only to light up for one night, since the matter of faith must be renewed each time. As it is written, each morning your faith should grow. And they had a miracle that the force of faith was sufficient for them to last for 8 days. Praise and thanksgiving. Namely, it was only a spiritual miracle. Hence, it is prohibited to use it for light, indicating that it is only for spirituality. Yes.
Item 15. In the Hanukkah poem, we say, Greeks, etc. And from the one remnant of the jars, a miracle was made for the roses, sons of Bina, of understanding. 8 days established song and chanting. The interpreters ask, why did they make the days of Hanukkah 8? After all, they had oil for one night. And the miracle was that it burned 7 more days. Therefore, according to the miracle, they should have set it for only 7 days. And they explained that since there remained on the first night from the oil that was needed for the first night, so the miracle on the first night was that not all the oil burned, but rather some of the oil burned, and the rest remained for 7 more days. This means that their finding the oil jar that was sealed with the seal of the high priest is not regarded as a miracle, although it was a miracle that the Greeks did not see the oil jar. Instead, he regards a miracle as that which was unnatural, and that which was done above nature is regarded as a miracle. Since the oil jar was in the world, but they did not see it, this is not so with the oil. Of the measure required for lighting during one night, only a small part of the oil burned. That small part which was blessed burned longer. This was unnatural. That is, it is not according to nature to burn longer than predicted. It follows that what was left of the first night, the fact that not all the oil burned, this is called a miracle, since this did not exist in the world.
Where are we?
Item 16 from The Miracle of Hanukkah by Rabash, article number 7. The miracle that happens to a person that he can decide for the side of Kedusha is not a matter of intellect. Rather, it is something that the body deems redundant, which is the labor. The body loathes it and regards the whole matter of labor as redundant. But precisely from this redundancy, meaning what a person leaves and does not want or crave, from here comes to him the miracle remaining in Kedusha. This is the meaning of, from the one remnant of the jars, a miracle was made for the roses. A jar is, as it is written, that Rabbi Meir purified the vermin with 150 flavors. It means that in everything there are views both ways. With what can we scrutinize? It is with what remains, meaning with what the body deems redundant, what it regards as nothing. This is faith above reason. And only by this can we be saved from falling into the trap of the klipot. This is the meaning of the jar of oil that they found, which was sealed by the seal of the high priest. A Kohen, a priest, is called Chesed, mercy or grace. Chai means Chesed, that became Chochmah, meaning abundance of Chasadim, called priest. The priest is the quality of Chesed, and Chesed indicates faith above reason. This is the meaning of Abraham, the quality of Chesed, being the father of faith. The Greeks cannot see faith because they see only through reason, and not above reason. Therefore, when they walked above reason, the Greeks could not govern them. This is the meaning of the Greeks not seeing the oil jar. And concerning the miracle that it burned 8 days, it is an indication that it illuminated the chasadim in Bina. From Malchut to Bina, there are 8 sefirot, but Chochmah of Chochmah did not illuminate. This is why they established it as 8 days, since it illuminated only in 8, as it is written, sons of Bina, 8 days established song and chanting. Adam 18, Rabash, letter 44. It is written, Greeks have gathered around me, and they have broken the walls of my towers. We should interpret that the klipa of Greece was that they wanted to cancel Shabbat and circumcision. Shabbat and circumcision are called token, and the token of the covenant is called the mitzvah of faith. This is why they wanted to cancel specifically those two mitzvot, for by cancelling faith in the whole of Israel, all the mitzvot in the Torah are cancelled by themselves. Faith is an iron wall, meaning meticulous guard so that no stranger will enter the holiness. For to the extent that one has faith, to that extent he is keeping Torah and mitzvot. By keeping Torah and mitzvot, we are rewarded with receiving the light that is hidden in it, and feel the goodness, pleasantness, and vitality, as it is written, for they are our lives and the length of our days. This is the meaning of broken the walls of my towers, meaning created a breach in the wall called faith. Through the mitzvah of faith, we are rewarded with a tower full of good abundance, which is sweetness and the savor of the upper pleasantness that is found in the Torah. A miracle happened, and the Creator helped them, and they defeated the klipa of Greece, and by that were once again rewarded with a great light. This is called the Hanukkah candle, meaning the lights one receives by keeping the faith.